This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Tana Weingartner in for Mark Purzell. It's been just a couple of months since Joe Hansbauer took over as president and CEO of Cincinnati's Findlay Market. In about 20 minutes, you'll hear his conversation with Mark Purzell. Her name is Jenny Lawson, and her blog is one of the most read, most entertaining sites on the web. Later, she'll tell us how she's handling her newfound fame, her passion for talking about depression and anxiety disorder, and some of the crazy things fans bring to her book signings. Ann Koch is the new documentary about one of the most iconic men in New York City politics, former Mayor Ed Koch, and Larry Thomas has a review. The governor's budget is in trouble, and he knows it. Governor John Kasich is now actively talking up some of the controversial elements in his spending plan. And as State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports, members of his own party are continuing to line up against it.
Governor John Kasich doesn't often do one-on-one interviews on any subject. But he sat down to talk about his budget, which he admits is not going over well with lawmakers, including his Republican colleagues, many of whom don't like his proposal to pay for a state income tax cut, in part with revenue from an expansion of the state's sales tax onto some 80 services that are not taxed now.
Tax reform is always something, don't tax me, tax the guy who's hiding behind the tree. And so this is just the usual kind of hubbub around the issue of tax reform.
But specifically the broadening of the state sales tax, that's gotten some concerns there.
Sure.
You know, you just said it yourself that Ohio's taxes are too high, we need to lower them to be competitive. But when you broaden a tax and impose it on services that didn't have a tax before, isn't that a tax increase?
Well, no, because it's a net $1.4 billion tax cut. And here's the thing. About 75% of our economy now are services. You know, do you know that you pay taxes on dry cleaning? Did you know that? And that's a service, okay? What the legislature has seen fit to do is whenever they're short money, they go and tax a service that doesn't have any lobbyists. And then that's how they plug their holes. I want to make sure that we have a modern tax system and use it to reduce taxes, to help small business and help us to be more competitive.
But what are the chances for the governor's budget? Fellow Republican House Speaker Bill Batchelder, who leads a supermajority caucus of 60 that includes members who were very supportive of Kasich's first budget, is clear.
As it was submitted, that would not be possible.
Batchelder says Republicans' concerns about the budget are no surprise to the governor.
He's aware of this, of course. We speak to each other often, and there are a number of things there that have to change. Some of them are not very significant in terms of the quantity, but they are important to the members of the caucus. Others are very expansive and sweeping in their nature, and those would include, obviously, the tax, obviously Obamacare. And we still have confusion over the language involving school support.
The tax Batchelder refers to here is the expansion of the state sales tax. But he's also said he and many other Republicans don't like the tax on big oil and natural gas drillers. And when the speaker references Obamacare, he's talking about the expansion of Medicaid to people who make up to 138% of the federal poverty level, a plan that Kasich has put forward even though he opposes the Affordable Care Act. But even as the governor continues to defend the controversial elements of his budget, he remains confident.
What do I think at the end of the day? I'm hopeful we're going to get there, but it's always a bumpy ride. I mean, change is very difficult.
But the governor will not talk about the behind-the-scenes conversations he's having with the Democrats he needs to pass the Medicaid expansion, or the Republicans he hopes to persuade to support that and the other elements of his budget.
I would love to talk to you about all the negotiations, but I'm not going to.
The budget needs to be in place by the end of June. It's still in a House committee, but the speaker says he's urging his colleagues in the Senate to start hearings of their own to make sure that deadline is not missed. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.